The new president of the District Attorneys Association of New York says the organization has concerns about possible criminal justice reforms now under consideration by the state legislature, including reforms in bail, speedy trial, and discovery. Oneida County District Attorney Scott McNamara says changes in the laws that cover discovery, that's the mandate that the prosecution turn over evidence and information to the defense in a timely manner, could threaten witnesses before a trial.
In my county, we have pretty much an open file discovery process. We do discovery by electronic means. We have basically a paperless system. So, and I know there's a lot of other DAs throughout the state that are trying to go to that, which it improves our ability to give and turn over the documents quicker, and it's a much easier process. But one of the things that we're all concerned about is there are certain cases, and it's not the majority of our cases, but there is a small section of group of cases that we deal with where witness intimidation and, and the fact that witnesses could be intimidated and unfortunately sometimes harmed or killed, those cases are the cases we're most concerned about. So when there's this discussion about changing the discovery rules and forcing us to turn everything over at the time of arraignment, the first problem with that is it's not practical because a lot of times we're not at a point where we could turn everything over and basically guarantee that we've given everything. But the other part is on that small group of cases, section of cases that we do deal with, turning it over, it could have some serious implications upon our witnesses and our victims. And, many of us that have been practicing for a long time, I've been practicing for 25 years as a prosecutor, we know what happens. We have seen the intimidation. We have seen people be assaulted and worse yet. Actually, we've even had a case in our county where a witness was killed. So we would like to be able to keep those type of cases in mind while at the same time trying to figure out how we can improve the system and basically get the discovery to the defense attorneys in a more timely fashion than we're doing now. So I think there's a lot of room for improvement, but all we're asking for is to have our concerns heard, especially when you come to witness intimidation, because the reality is when our witnesses get intimidated, our victims don't get justice, because if we don't have any witnesses, then we can't prosecute those cases.
And there's talk of bail reform. What are your concerns there?
Well, actually, with bail reform, I think we also agree there's room for improvement. One of the things that I would like to see do, and as a matter of fact, I'm in the process of setting up a meeting with Michael Green. He's the commissioner of DCJS. It's my understanding that there's already been work done where there are things that we can look at about a defendant and try to determine whether or not that person, if they're released on bail, will commit other crimes. We don't use that now. And I know this is a long time ago, but when I was actually an intern in law school, I went to law school in Vermont, and bail was done a lot differently there. So there's a lot of room for improvement for what we're looking at now. And I think we should really look at the danger to the community that somebody poses if they're to be released. Right now, that's something that the judges cannot even consider. So, I think there's other things we can look at. I think one of the things that, we need to do and we are working on is looking at what all the other states are doing and try to come up with a way for prosecutors to be able to look at a person who's charged with a crime, consider their flight risk, consider the probability they'll come back to court, and also at the same time consider whether or not that person will be a danger to the community if they're released. And coming from that avenue, we could probably come up with a better structure than what we have now, because what we have now is dated. It's been around as long as I've been a prosecutor. So, the way we determine bail and the statute for that has been pretty much the same over at least the last 25 years that I know of.
Across the state, in counties large and small, opioid addiction and the crime that is bred by opioid addiction is, of course, a big concern. You're on the law enforcement end of this problem. What are your ideas on this?
Sure. Absolutely. That is a huge concern with DASNY. And as a matter of fact, at our most recent conference, we had numerous discussions about that, and we actually had a continuing legal education about that. I would say that's probably the most pressing issue for us when it comes to public safety and prosecution. We're trying to look at ways, like right now there's not a really good statute for us to prosecute somebody under for selling somebody a drug that ultimately kills them. And in what we're having a problem with right now is, and it's across the whole state, and that is this, that fentanyl, which is basically a synthetic form of heroin, is very potent, but it's significantly cheaper than heroin. So what's happening is drug dealers are lacing heroin with fentanyl to make it stronger so that they can basically dilute the actual heroin and use the fentanyl to continue to keep the strength up. The problem is the people doing it are not chemists, and there's no exact measurements taking place. And we are losing people to drug overdoses at an epidemic proportion. I mean, it's, I can say in our county alone, in Oneida County, we used to lose 3 to 4 people a year on a drug overdose. Now last year, I think we lost about 60. Those numbers are consistent throughout the state. So what we're trying to do is to try to figure out ways to use the statutes we currently have to prosecute people, because that is a reckless form of conduct. So we're looking at, you know, manslaughter type of charges or criminally negligent charges. When the person survives, as a matter of fact, today I was actually working with one of my assistants. There's a section under assault second, which is recklessly causing serious physical injury to somebody. So we're looking at that. We're also looking at and working really hard trying to figure out what else can we do that just isn't limited to prosecution and law enforcement. What can we do to stop the problem that we have? And, you know, one of the things that we're looking at, and you know, it's pretty clear that a lot of this has started with most of the people with prescription drugs. So we're trying to get, you know, doctors to stop prescribing, you know, the opioid drugs like Oxycontin and hydrocodone and those type of drugs, and not to give such prescriptions out. And a lot of that, I believe, we can do with just talking to people, with public service announcements, and we've got to make sure people understand that these drugs are highly addictive, especially when they're prescribed to them, that maybe if you don't have to take them, don't take them. Just because the doctor prescribes them to you, they should be considered something that you take as a last resort, not as the minute I get home, I'll take one, and I'll take them every 6 hours to make sure I have no pain. So, you know, we're trying to work on that. We're trying to work with, you know, the health field to address this. I mean, this is everybody's problem as a society, so we all need to work together to try to, you know, solve the problem of how people get addicted in the first place. And then obviously one of the things that we have to work in is getting the people that are addicted the treatment so that, you know, they are no longer abusing heroin, because I know in our county we have one person that right now has, you know, 4 times he's overdosed. He's been fortunate on all 4 times that the police have arrived and been able to administer Narcan to him. But that's not going to, if he doesn't address his problem, he's not going to be alive for a long time.
Oneida County District Attorney Scott McNamara is the new president of the District Attorneys Association of New York. The new president-elect of the organization is Albany County DA David Soares.